The Slideshow Season 20, Episode 37, Fuckery Friday. How we living, bro? Hopefully good. You know, yesterday was my birthday. I appreciate everybody that wished me happy birthday. You know, it's always a good gesture, especially if you're fucking a fan of a said person's podcast. You know, I mean, it's, you know, it's quite fucking like, you know, rude. Matter of fact, if you're not wishing someone happy birthday, nah, I'm just fucking with you. I actually don't really care, because, you know, I stopped caring about these type of things long time ago. You know, I think I stopped counting how old I was when I was like 30. But, you know, I mean, I think it's important that we separate ourselves from this younger generation because, you know, there's just a lot of bullshit that's going on, man. You know, a lot of bullshit that the younger people have no idea what they're talking about. And it's 100% goes back to the indoctrination that we've seen in schools, you know, public schools, society, you know, liberal, you know, just organizations that are influencing people, you know, social media. You know, social media is a big, big, big evil one, bro. It's a big evil one. And, you know, it's just people are addicted to social media. You know, people are addicted to social media. And I think that, you know, it's an ugly one, bro. It's an ugly one that people don't want to talk about. It's an ugly one how much screen time people consume. You know, how much, you know, I mean, like I've said before, you know, if I didn't do my show here, I wouldn't be on social media at all. I would definitely tap into channels where I'm getting information, but, you know, the whole social media experience of this quick fix lets me be part of, it's really some normie shit. You know, when we talk about normieism and we talk about following the crowd and, you know, looking for acceptance. I think that was another one about social media, is people who look for acceptance. You know, people who look for acceptance, they want that. You know, like, I don't follow anybody on social media. You know, all the platforms I use, X, Facebook, Instagram, you know, Telegram, you know, I don't follow nobody. You know, you go to my followers, you know, you whoever follows me, but I don't follow anybody. And the reason why is because I don't, like I said, I don't like the whole social media experience. I really don't like it, but it's a great way for people to notify people out there who follow me, you know, that we did a show and hopefully people fucking, you know, watch the show. Speaking of social media, we have some unfortunate news for the MAGA crowd. And, you know, I mean, you know, every time Trump, Donald J. Trump, every time he, you know, does something that, you know, I mean, to be honest with you, you know, I think there's been a lot of infighting with conservatives and Republicans and, you know, pretty much ever since October 7th, you know, a lot of conservatives have gone either they went the direction of, you know, we want to stand with Israel because they feel that that's what biblically they need to do, or you've gone the direction I go in, where it's like understanding the Zionist agenda, understanding that the powerful, whenever we use the word they, you know, in terms of like powerful people in society, we understand that Jews run the world, Jews run America, Jews, America has a Jewish problem, whether if it's mainstream media, you know, so there's been that divide with infighting with Republicans and conservative people. There's been infighting with, you know, the Trump, DeSantis shit. There's been infighting with people calling out Trump, myself being one of these people that have no problem calling out Trump. Look, I don't hate Trump. You know, people be like, so what are you going to do? You know, you hate Trump. No, I don't hate Trump. What it is I just, I refuse to not acknowledge when he does some shit that's like some real like weirdo shit. You know, leftists have Trump derangement syndrome. They call it TDS, where it's like they hate Trump for reasons that some of them don't even know. You know, you ask your average normie leftist, you know, what do you think of Donald Trump? Oh, I don't like him because he's racist. You know, but the problem is you know, because I oppose things he's done, people bundle me like I'm a leftist or some shit. And you know, unfortunately, you know, he's doing some more stupid shit. I kind of like, you know, after Super Tuesday, I was like, you know what, I want to focus more on what's going on in the right-wing community, how we're opposing left, you know, left-wing shit. You know, yesterday we talked about Huntington Beach, California. You know, that's a good one right there. You know, banning, I said pride flags, it's special interest flags. You know, there's a community out here in the far left Bay Area that is trying to do that as well, but the local voters are pushing for a recall. They tried to ban special interest flags at Sunol, California. It's one school in that little town. And now they're trying to recall the people who pushed for that. But, you know, I'm not going to be out of sight, out of mind with Trump. Okay? So, last night, he made a tweet at 11 o'clock. You know, he made a tweet, or not a tweet, a true social post. And he said something along the lines of, we need to not delete TikTok, because if we delete TikTok, it will give basically Facebook all the power in the world. That's what he said. He said, we should not delete TikTok. You know, it's interesting with the TikTok thing because, you know, I was watching the Joe Rogan episode recently that he did with Riley Gaines. You know, I think he did it the last couple days. And they had a whole, like, little speech about TikTok. You know, they were talking about, you know, stealing information, you know, recording your keystrokes, you know, the differences between TikTok and China opposed to the differences in TikTok in America. And, you know, she was talking about, like, I don't have TikTok. Now, first of all, you know, I think TikTok is, like, you know, it was presented to me through some people a while ago. They said, why don't you get on TikTok? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to get on TikTok. What the fuck? You know, TikTok is like, you know, it's CCP. It's CCP ran, bro. It's CCP, bro. It's Chinese Communist Party, bro. They're all in on it. You know, they're all in on it. Republicans have been virtue signaling. They're like, oh, we're going to get rid of it. So anyways, Trump comes up with this whole thing like, oh, yeah, you know, we can't delete TikTok. We can't walk away from TikTok because that's going to give Mark Zuckerberg all the power. And of course, the Trump cult, it's such a thing, bro. If you can't see that when he tells you to drink Bud Light, when he tells you to get vaccinated, when he tells you that abortion 6-week ban is a bad thing that Ron DeSantis wanted to do, if you can't hold him accountable for these fucking things that he does, things he said, things he does, and you want to be like, oh no, I don't really see no problem with that. Oh shit, okay, yeah, Mark Zuckerberg, yeah, we can't give him the power. I see it, man. Trump 2024, 5D chess, bro. If you're one of those types of people, bro, you're in his cult. Because no matter what he says, you're going to do. When he told you to hate Vivek Ramaswamy for that week after Vivek posted with the picture, you know. And you went and hated him, or you came up with some, you know, Ron DeSantis, Rhino establishment Republican, even though there was no factual evidence of that, and there still isn't. You know, oh, yeah, he's a Soros guy. Whoa. Yo, come on. You're part of the cult, bro. You know, and so there are people out there right now that are listening to the statement that Trump said about TikTok, and they're already pro-TikTok. The Riley Gaines, you know, like I said, the Joe Rogan Riley Gaines interview was a good one. I definitely urge anybody who considers themselves a conservative, a real conservative, to watch that episode. I think it's on YouTube and it's on Spotify, et cetera, et cetera. So, Trump says this about TikTok. Okay, he gives his reasoning. All right? Gives his reasoning. okay, Normie's gonna fucking take that shit and be like, oh, well, that makes sense to me. Like, we can't give money to, or we can't let Facebook have power. Oh, yeah, that makes sense to me. Fortunately, you know, I don't go off of what he says because he's a politician. That's right. He's not 2026, he's not 2016 Trump. He's 2024 Trump. And he has no problem bending his knee to the evilness in society to either get paid or pander for more votes. This situation, he's getting paid. 100%. He is the literal definition of sellout. There's no other way around it. He is getting a check. There is a donor who has big pull with TikTok. He's like one of the biggest investors in TikTok. I don't know his name off the top of my head. Doesn't really matter. The point is he is a sellout. He is the literal definition of sellout. Getting money. He's getting money from someone who has some sort of fucking association with TikTok. Now, TikTok is a CCP-owned, CCP-ran organization, company, whatever you want to call it. They are stealing information. Republicans, up to this point, Republicans were like big and bad virtue signal and say, oh, yeah, we need to fucking get rid of TikTok. And they've done nothing. And they will do nothing. Because just like Trump, who's bought and paid, he is also, these other motherfuckers that are in the Republican Party are also bought and paid. And they have no fucking spine. That's it. Hey, bro, that's it. Is Trump still the better candidate next to Biden? Yes. No. that's what, you know, and you know, people that want to make excuses or, you know, people, bro, I'm telling you, bro. People are fucking retarded, bro. Some of the things that they're saying. Sellout. 100%. And you know what? Anything, you know, I just go back to, bro, you follow the money, bro. Okay, so Trump 2024 is give medals to Dr. Fauci. Trump did that. Okay? Vaccinate a society. Oh, well, he didn't make me do it. Okay, but he pushed for it. And he brought Johnson & Johnson executives to his rallies. And he told people on multiple occasions. And he bragged about the vaccine. Okay, he's a vaccine salesman. He's a Bud Light salesman. Got paid by Bud Light, Anheuser-Busch. That's right. It's all in the fucking follow the money, bro. You follow the paper trail. Follow the money. Got paid by Bud Light to tell people who are supposed to be conservatives, people who are supposed to be opposing transgenderism, you know, and then he gets on there and he tells people to drink Bud Light, give Bud Light a second chance. Now he's telling people to not delete TikTok. You know, a lot of people have this view of this. They say, you know, what do you expect him to do? Okay, because we're in a tough place. We're in a tough place with conservative politics. Donors are going to expect these type of things to happen. Well, you know, like abortion shit. You know, as another one. What do you expect? We're trying to win elections. This is the opposing conservative Republican pro-Trump stance. What do you expect us to do, Sly? We're trying to win elections. Who cares if he tells you to drink Bud Light? Who cares if he bro? This is like a left-wing COVID a tweet. You know, they had all these cool tweets. You know, it's just a mask. It's just a vaccine. It's just 14 days to slow the spread. That's what it's turning into with Trump. It's just a 6-week abortion ban. It's just a vaccine. It's just Bud Light. It's just TikTok. Okay. All right. Hey, You know what? And the people who are okay with it, the people who are just like, yo, we're trying to win elections, bro. We're trying to win elections. Who gives a fuck if he's telling people not to delete tech? Who gives a fuck, bro? You know, it's bad enough that he has fucking Caitlyn Jenner and fucking Rob Smith, two faggots, you know, two faggots that fucking, you know, are like openly like about this, bro. Who gives a fuck, bro? Hey, man, you know what? We're trying to win elections out here. Who gives a fuck, bro? You know, let's put men who suck dick on our fucking campaign trail because, hey, man, you know, that might get us some votes. Oh, you know what? Let's get all these thug-ass motherfuckers that are fucking on social media, face tats, all that. You know, who gives a fuck if they're fucking promoting things in their music that goes against the conservative agenda? Who gives a fuck? You know what? Because we're trying to win elections, right? Yeah. All right. Well, you know, I mean, you know, the whole thing about conservative movement or Republicans or, you know, anybody on the right is these people are moving left. To tell people not to delete TikTok is a left wing stance. That's right. Who opposes removing TikTok from society? Leftists, Democrats. I sleep good at night knowing that I don't fucking follow fucking sellout politicians like Donald Trump. I don't give a fuck. Is he better than Biden? Yeah, he's better than Biden. But you know what? I'm not gonna sit around and fucking act like it's fucking like, oh yeah, bro, it's so great. It's so great, MAGA. He is just the best thing ever. No, he's not, bro. He's not even conservative. But you knew that, right? What's the word that he likes to use, or people around him he likes to use? Populist. Okay. So the other day, I was talking about Carrie Lake, who is the, you know, she's running for Senate out in Arizona, and you know, I was like kind of like giving her props because I you got to understand, like when I'm doing all this research, you know, sometimes like I miss certain things along the way, but. You know, I had talked about how Carrie Lake, you know, had a firm abortion stance, which I was actually wrong, so I'm going to correct myself on that. You know, she actually said, you know, she's not for, like, a federal abortion ban. Interesting. And then, you know, I had talked about how she was shilling to Israel that afternoon after she had said that. So she is still shilling to Israel, obviously, but she's also, like, pushing for the killing of babies. You know, it's unfortunate, bro. It's unfortunate that we're seeing this as much as we're seeing this. You know, it's unfortunate because this party is a joke. It 100% is, bro. You know, I mean, you don't see like Democrats out here fucking, you know, talking about like we need to fucking have 2A laws or, you know, going against their fucking situation. You know, these Republicans are a bunch of fags, bro. They're just a bunch of fags. Carrie Lake's legacy will be that she stood down when they had a black national anthem at the Super Bowl in 2023, okay? And she sat on her chair, okay? That was respectable. I thought that she stood up. I thought she was making a stance. That was great. But let's be honest about Carrie Lake. You know, there's people out there in politics that, you know, maybe for whatever reason, they got a good following. You know, we talked about the grifters that turn into politicians. And, you know, she, I don't know, like woke up one day and said, hey, I don't want to be on mainstream news no more. You know, Carrie Lake is a former, I believe she's a former Democrat as well. Just like Trump, so she like woke up one day and said, I want to be a politician. So she started talking all this crazy fucking shit, you know, and then she got like endorsed by Trump, ended up losing to Katie Hobbs in Arizona. Whether that election was fixed or not, that's a different topic, okay? But she did lose. I mean, it's not like she won in a landslide victory or she wouldn't have had to fix the fuck, you know, they wouldn't have had to fix the election. And then now she's like running for Senate and, you know, this whole thing, people have thrown her name out there as far as like, you know, someone who would be a good vice president. And it's like, I don't get her. Like, I don't get, like, the whole thing about Carrie Lake. Like, she's a former, like, I want to say Democrat. Don't quote me on that. I don't want to be wrong about Carrie Lake twice in a week. But, you know, it's like what are we doing here, bro? You know, she is definitely down for murdering babies, you know? And this is just another example of someone who calls himself a Republican who is bending their knee, who is shifting their views to appease liberals or to get votes. And, hey, you know, it's some clown shit. You know, when we look at, I personally, like, I know it's probably impossible of, like, being, like, reality, you know, but it, you know what would be cool is if we could get a candidate, and maybe Ron DeSantis. Now, I know Ron DeSantis shills to Israel, but there's a lot of things that Ron DeSantis doesn't, you know, that he stands firm on, you know. As far as, like, if we were to compare Ron DeSantis, now Ron DeSantis had a horrible campaign, okay, running for president, you know, he goes on Patrick Bet-David show, the guy makes fun of his shoes, you know, it was a horrible campaign, all right, there's no way around that one. But when we look at Trump in comparison to Ron DeSantis is way more conservative than Trump. That's what America needs, bro. We need someone who is not afraid to stand with conservative values, bro. We need someone who is unapologetically not afraid, because you got to understand that the voters, there's people out there that are willing to vote for people, bro. 2016, look at what they did with Trump. It was conservative vote. There's none of this like, yo, we need to go this way because, you know, we got to, you know, maybe we can lock down some people that don't really vote for me who are liberals and you know. It's just a clown show, bro. The Republican Party is just a fucking clown show. And this is it. You know, Carrie Lake is all up in that Trump shit. So they're all kind of like, they're all in the same little clique, you know, as far as their views, their takes, their stances. Yeah, you can expect more Republican people probably going to come out and say, oh yeah, TikTok is like really cool. You know, these people are controlled, bro. These people are fucking losers is what it is. And you know, they announced today that there's a new RNC chair. Ronna McDaniel is Ronna Romney McDaniel is out, and they got some person from the North Carolina Republican, some shit, you know, some new person in there. And yeah. I mean, I look, like I said, people, if you expect it, if you really expect it, if you expect these people to be shills to Israel, if you expect them to be sellouts, if you expect them to not stand with actual conservative values, if you expect them to sell out to corporations like TikTok and Bud Light and, you know, Pfizer and Moderna, if you expect these things, it won't surprise you all too much. I'll tell you what really matters is the man upstairs, bro. Jesus Christ, that's all that matters. That's the only person that people should be idolizing. And I'll stand firm on my whole shit is that the only thing that matters in politics is good policy being passed and bad policy being terminated. And when I see that Huntington Beach, California is passing resolutions to ban the pride flag, special interest flags on all city property, that is way more than what a lot of these Republicans do. See, a lot of these Republicans get on social media and they talk about, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, including Trump, and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. But when it all comes down to it, what are they doing? They're selling out, they're shilling, they're moving their stances left. And, you know, this is why Democrats are able to do what they do. This is why, because they get bullied in, they get punked, they get fucking manipulated, and you got people who are just absolute clowns. You got people like Mike Johnson. Yesterday, last night, State of the Union, Mike Johnson, what did he do? He was there looking like a dumb faggot behind Biden, right there next to Kamala. They mentioned Israel, and that motherfucker got on his 2 feet and was clapping right there with Biden. These people, these fucking people. And, you know, well, what do people do? People just allow it, bro. People are okay with it because, you know, I mean, it's just all fucking political bullshit games. And, you know, Argentina, there was a thing that came out today. There's a whole street where it has all this shit for Israel. Javier Milei bought and paid, bro. So, yeah, that's that, bro. Slideshow season 20, episode 37. What was it, 37 or 36? I think it's 37. Yep. You know, I had a birthday yesterday. They're like, how you? What a segue. Talking about the failures, bro. I don't want to fucking come on here and fucking talk about. I would like to have conservative politicians that fucking just stand with conservative values, bro. You know, that'd be a great. Hey, wouldn't that be a great idea, bro? That would be a great idea. That would be a great idea. But unfortunately, this is where we're at, bro. Liberals are just fucking running the entire society. And then, you know, I mean, when we look at 2028, you know, it doesn't really matter who the fucking candidate is, bro. It doesn't matter who the candidate is at this point, you know, because it's one of those things. Like, I really, like, wonder, like, if people, like, if you take a, you know, this is something that you need to ask someone who's a conservative. And, you know, people are in cheerleader mode. It's like, what it is I'm going to be on here, the slideshow, and I'm going to give you guys my stances. I want you to pay attention because, like, if you remove all emotion, see, too many people are in, like, Super Bowl mode. What's Super Bowl mode? Your team is in the Super Bowl. Deep down, you know your team sucks, but your team is in the Super Bowl, and someone asks you, do you think your team will win the Super Bowl? Oh, yeah, we got this. We got this. We about to fucking obliterate them. What do you, are you retarded? Everybody knows that. So here's a question. Here's a question to the people out there, okay? And you know, bro, trust me. And you know what? I really don't care, like what, how people go about this shit or what, like, you know, whatever you may feel about me, you know, people, you know, you come out opposing Trump, people start calling you leftist. They say, oh, bro, what are you, like, Biden supporter? You know, like, when I was opposing Trump during the DeSantis shit, that's what they said. They said, what are you, like, are you pro-DeSantis? And, you know, it's like, yo, okay. So the question is like, do you really, truly believe... I really want to ask, like, conservatives this. Like, do you truly believe that Trump's going to win? Like, do you truly believe that? And then, you know, most people, what they say in response to that is they say, well, you know, if it's not rigged. Okay. That's the response people say. Okay, so here's the deal, bro. Here's the deal with Trump. Is, you know, we've seen some pandering. You know, we've seen the sellout moves. You know, he's telling people to drink Bud Light again. He's fucking telling people not to delete TikTok. He said that Ron DeSantis's 6-week abortion ban was a very stupid move because we're trying to win elections. There's going to be more added onto that list. He's not respectable. He's not. You need someone, bro, because there's people that are willing to vote on the values, bro. Like, see, that's what I don't get about this whole shit. Is like, there's people that are willing to vote. I mean, yo, there's like people in red states who have, like, straight conservative, like, life. You know, look at a state like Oklahoma. There's people out there that are willing, that will respect that. This ain't respectable, bro. It's not respectable. This is a joke, is what it is. And then, you know, some shit will happen where people will fucking be, oh, look at what Trump did over here. Okay, yeah, oh, worse. You know, people use that whole term. We are so back. Ain't never going to be back. 2016, never going to see it again. There's a guy over here cleaning up and shit. You got to love that, bro. Community fucking, this guy is not even getting paid and he's fucking sweeping, bro. Okay, that's what the far left Bay Area, you know, I see that a lot too. I think it's important. I think it's important to keep your community. You gotta love where you live. You know. Yeah. A lot of good you know, it's just these politicians be lying, bro. They be lying and they're full of shit. That's why, like, you know, sometimes, like, I just, like, sit here and I just be like, damn, man. The most important thing is taking care of your family. Most important thing is securing good financial situation for your life. Stack up on that water, all right? Shop at the grocery store. You know, stay physically fit. Don't worry about these politicians. Politicians are all full of shit. You know, they're all full of shit. And they're content. And they've always been full of shit. And hope for the best. Pray. Pray works. Prayer works. Yes. 100%. Shout out to everybody out there that's been wishing me happy birthday, bro. Brings me back to the 90s, bro. Mm-hmm. Listening to some 90s music this morning. All of those bands that fucking sold out, bro. They sold out to the agenda. A lot of people will. A lot of people will, you know. I mean, for the right price, you know, they say for the right price, everybody will sell out. I've been offering money for my site, for my show. Didn't take it. This was years ago. Some guy fucking was, you know, he offered me like 15,000 for it. And this was like way before, you know, podcasts were a thing. You know, you got to understand, I've been doing this 20 years. You know, he's doing this 20 years. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. You know, turning 39 yesterday. By the way, I had a birthday. It was great. I got to spend some time with my son. Got to spend some time with my lady. You know, it was good. I don't drink anymore. People say, I don't understand how you can do it. You just don't do it. But, you know, I started thinking about, like, the show here, the slideshow. You know, it's changed through the years. You know, it's a horrible marketing. It's been a horrible, like, 20 years of the slideshow, you know, and the people say, bro, like, why isn't it, like, the biggest thing, like, since sliced bread? Like, because... The reason why is because it's always this kind of like my view. See, when people start doing podcasts and do shows, they say, okay, first and foremost, this is not like a political show. You know, maybe that's what we talk about, majority of what we talk about, but it's not a political show, bro. Look, okay, let's see. We got about 20 more minutes in the show. All right, so let's see. You want to see how good I am at this? Yo. You know how, like, rappers do, like, freestyles? We could do a freestyle right now. We could just start talking about some whole other shit. We start talking about some whole other shit. Like, you know, it's not a political show. It's really just a... It's really the slideshow, bro. It's whatever's going on. You know? Mm-hmm. Any time of the day, you know, you never know what might be the situation. You know? Yeah. Like... You know, like, shit. But to see, that's why, like, the slideshow's never really, like, you know, like, a lot of these shows, they do, like, I know, like, sometimes people ask me questions about, like, oh, how do you do this? And what is your method, bro? You know, and really there is no method, bro. There is no method to doing this. You know, a lot of people who do political shows, you know, they just like want to stick in that lane. They want to be like, okay, let's cater to this audience. No, I don't know what the fuck the slideshow. I mean, the audience is the audience. Maybe if you're into fucking like politics, maybe there's like conservative people that watch. But you know what? I don't give a fuck. Like, I'll talk about whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Talk about like 90s, like fucking, like smoking indoors and shit, bro. Bro, there was a time in California where, in California too. See, the whole thing, my boy says to me the other day, my boy says to me yesterday, he's like, man, I started smoking again. I was like, smoking cigarettes? Because I smelled it on him. I was like, bro, you smoking cigarettes, bro? And you know, people, it's like one of those things, like people get offended in California. Maybe in other states too. But don't you remember like going into like a restaurant and shit? And it's like this, like, I think it's certain like hotels and shit. They'd be like, smoking or non-smoking? Yeah. And then you said, smoking. All right, let me go. Let me take you over. Bro, it wasn't that long ago. Can we associate the smoking and non-smoking sections in restaurants with payphones? Bro, you start taking things, you start payphones. 90s. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they used to do that shit. So like, so it's considered offensive to people. Certain people don't like cigarette smoke. It really don't matter to me. People take that offensive, like, oh, I'm so offended. Back in the day in the 90s, people didn't give a fuck. See, that's what I say, bro. The 1990s were the best. It was like one of the, it was the last party. It was the last before they went stupid, before they went real stupid on people. Then they say, oh, well, it's year 2000, so we're going to start getting real gay with it. That's right. That's why it's weird for people when I say faggot and people get all like weird about it. Bro, it's like natural. It's normal shit for me, bro. 100%. Yeah, it's normal shit for me. It's like, yeah, man. So yeah, I mean, the smoking and my people used to smoke indoors and shit. Yeah, I mean, even up in 2012, Jim Leland, who was the Detroit Tigers. Now, they lost that World Series to the San Francisco Giants, if I were to put that out there. But he was still smoking in the dugout. Yeah, there's a picture of a guy. I forget his name. He looks like he's Joe Montana. A lot of people have said, oh, look at Joe Montana. But, you know, he was in the locker room and shit. Yeah, it's a normie. Like, you know, I mean, I would say, you know, it's not like, I mean, lung cancer is definitely something that happens and people have died from it. And, you know, there's other things that will get people for smoking cigarettes. But I mean, if you like, you know, do it every now and then, you know, but then people get that addiction. I need a cigarette! I used to smoke Newport menthols and shit. You know, Cat Williams was on Joe Rogan recently, and it was a good show. It was definitely like some of the things they were talking about. Like, I could really like, you know, I'm pretty like anti-establishment, and you know, like I'm a conspiracy theorist, as they say. I like to hear what people have to say, and I think it's cool that when people question narratives and question, you know, popular ideas and shit like that, and that's exactly what they did in that show. You know, they were talking about the pyramids, like who built them, and you know, they were getting into a whole bunch of shit. But there was a, you know, like 15 minutes into it, you know, Rogan asks Cat Williams, like, why is it that black people like menthol cigarettes? And Cat Williams said, oh, that's kind of racist. And I'm like, bro, what? How is that racist, bro? Black people like menthol cigarettes. So, you know, when we look at California, you know, they outlawed that shit. And they want to do a national ban on that. They want to do a national ban. This is Biden, right? So this is why, like, Biden can get away with everything in the book. You know, Biden gets on TV recently or does an ad, and he's eating fried chicken with a black family. Do you realize what would happen if Trump was eating fried chicken with a black family? Bro, the NAACP, who is Jewish ran, they would be on Trump so quick. So in California, you know, black people. Now, you understand my whole thing on race. Like, I don't really get into the whole, like, race card. And, you know, I really do look view people as people. You know, I view people as people. I don't, as far as, like, you know, I've been around different types of people. I definitely don't. All lives matter, you know. Like, I don't play into the mainstream popular, you know, like, this division that they do in America. Because, you know, like, there's people, like, as far as, like, accountability, I think when people do fucked up shit, they should be held accountable, and we should be able to point shit out, and we should be able to call people out. It don't matter what the fuck race you are. If it's black people doing it, you know, when the blacks were doing this shit to Asians, you know, we called this shit out, black on Asian violence. You know, I don't give a fuck, bro. You know, I don't miss me with that shit. But, like, the reasoning, like, why did they ban menthol cigarettes in California? They said, oh, because it makes, like, it's market, like, something about, like, it's marketable to children or people who are underage that makes them want to get into it. You know, like, the flavored tobacco, you know, like, all of these Swisher Sweets and, you know, all this shit, you know, the flavored tobacco and shit, it's like, oh, well, it makes young people want to start smoking. So that was the whole thing about it. But really, I mean, if you want to... Bro, imagine if the Republicans were in charge of banning menthol cigarettes. By the way, I didn't think that was racist for Joe Rogan to ask him. And then Cat Williams, like, gave some weird response. How it's, like, mint, and black people from the South, or... I don't know. I think sometimes things are just the way they are, and we can't really explain it. But yeah, it was a cool episode. You know, I mean, aside from Cat Williams saying it wasn't racist, people are just too fucking controlled by. People are like so like just obsessed with race. I really don't give a fuck what you are, bro. You know, like, if you know what race you are, it don't matter to me. You know, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I'm going to like what I like. I'm going to say what I'm saying. And it has nothing to do with what race you are. That's why it's always funny when you see transgenders and shit. Like, people in the LGBTQ, you know, all that fucking shit. And they try to fucking, like, align themselves with, like with race people. You know, like oh, we're, you know, marginalized. You know, you know, first of all, one is mental illness, and one, you're actually born that way. See, transgenders and gay people think that they're the same as, like, I guess, like, minority groups, but they're not. See, the minority groups were actually born that way, like, literally born with that color skin. And the transgenders are just, like, mentally disturbed. So there's this pro boxer Ryan Garcia who has been making I guess like people on social media, you know, he's been like making a lot of tweets, a lot of things he's saying. He was saying he was like he was kidnapped, and then he was like taken to Bohemian Grove. A lot of things that we can say about this. He does have a fight coming up with some guy by the name of Haney. I'm a little out of touch with some of the boxing stuff. You know, I used to be into it, but, you know, got a life, and you know, I'm not really into it all that much. I definitely know who Ryan Garcia is. He's definitely someone who's been into this sport for a long time. So he's definitely been you know, he's been hit a few times. A lot of people, you know, are reacting to this, and you know, the thing about it is, you know, here's a little fun fact about Ryan Garcia. Now, you know, like a lot of people are saying a lot of different things. They're saying, oh, they're saying he's on drugs. You know, he has this Kanye-like behavior where he's going on these like serious rants, and he's saying, you know, Bohemian Grove, and he's talking about, you know, he actually is going on some pro, like anti-Israel shit. So people say, oh, he's on drugs, that's why he's saying what he's saying. I don't think it really matters. I mean, you know, you look at most leftists who take anxiety medication, and you see they put all this fucking, you know, big pharma shit in their fucking bloodstream. You know, they're on drugs too. And you know, that makes them act crazy. I don't think it really matters. I think everybody's on drugs to a certain degree. Whether you're fucking, you know, taking some fucking fast food on a daily basis, and they got you fucking acting all moody and shit. I mean, the fact is Ryan Garcia is a big time celebrity. I don't even think he has a million followers, but a lot of people know who he is. A lot of influence, and he's talking about Bohemian Grove. For those of you that don't know what Bohemian Grove is, you know, he's talking this to normies. I go to his comment section, and people are like, what's Bohemian Grove? You know, that's where the elites get together, and they do all those rituals. And, you know, he's talking that out loud. I don't know if he's on drugs. I don't know if he's under some sort of mental problem. But the fact is he's fucking, he's saying some shit. And when people start saying shit like this, it's like kind of what Kanye used to, would do. You know, there's something there. I'll give you a little timeline here. So last year, when the Dodgers, you know, did what they did with the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. You know, it's an anti-Catholic organization that mocks Catholics. You know, they got a cross, and they you know, they treat it like it's a stripper pole. You know, like transgenders and shit, right? Like it's a legitimate anti, like it's an organization that mocks Catholics, mocks Christians, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the Dodgers, you know, allowed that to happen during Pride Month or whatever. Ryan Garcia came out and opposed it publicly. You know, he came out and he said, oh, I oppose this. I oppose, you know, anybody that's indoctrinating children. We can't do this. I'm a man of God. I don't know if you guys know that. I'm gonna tell you right now, bro. I don't give a fuck if he's on drugs, if he's having a mental problem, whatever the situation may be. This motherfucker is talking some shit. He's talking some shit, and you know what? People, what are people gonna do? What are the normies or people? Oh well, he's on drugs. You know, that's the same shit they say about Kanye West. Oh, he's not right in the mind. Nah, I mean, I think he is. He might be selling a fight. He might be selling a fight. It might be all a publicity thing. Maybe not, though. I guess time will tell. But you get anybody with a big type of following where people are following, and they start talking about Bohemian Grove, knowing what he said last year about the you know, the pride shit, how he didn't want to stand with the LA, you know, I think he's a Dodgers fan. Those are the motherfuckers that you need to really look at and say, wow, is this guy like really trying to be, if he's trying to be the next Kanye West or someone, a celebrity that's calling out the agenda, I ain't got no fucking issue with him. Sly Show, season 20, episode 37. I'll see you guys on the next one. It's been great here today. And, you know, thank you for everybody that wished me happy birthday yesterday. You know, I appreciate it. And we moving right along. All right. Have a God blessed day. Have a God blessed weekend. See you guys on the next one. Peace out.